Om Shanti. One of the powers that is absolutely essential, necessary, all along our journey, but also it is the destination of this journey, is concentration. The power of concentration. Concentration is the ability to make the mind free from all objects of distraction. And although it may appear that these distractions come from the physical world, the external world, and they do come from the world around us, but it is in fact the mind that gets all this information, and the attention, which is another ability of the soul to give the attention in one place or another, so the attention is pulled towards the mind. So the ability to hold the attention focused on an aim that we consciously choose, to hold this attention for as long as we choose, wherever we choose, whenever we choose. This is the art, the power of concentration. It is a skill that enables us to fix our attention in one single thought. Thought that holds truth until we become the embodiment, the embodiment of the experience of this thought. And this, of course, implies that we have to exclude from our awareness everything else. So, the art of concentration is a continual letting go. We let go of what is inessential or distracting. We let go of a thought or a feeling, not because we are afraid of it, or because we can't bear to acknowledge it as a part of our experience, but simply because it is unnecessary. It is really of the utmost value to learn how to concentrate, because to make the greatest success of anything, you must be able to concentrate your entire thought upon the idea one is working on. The quality, the depth, the intensity of any experience in life, you can say the joy of life itself, whatever this consists of, is connected with concentration. It might be drinking a cup of tea or experiencing the seed stage. How deep we go, how totally we experience this aspect is connected with how much focused is our attention. And Baba comes a at the end of the drama when a big party is going on. All the actors are now on the stage. The oldest souls, ancient souls, and the newest souls with all sorts of intellects and sanskaras. And Baba is on the stage, waking up his angels, pulling from one side. And Ravana is also on the stage with all his demons, pulling from the other side. So within this extreme party, unique party, at the end of Kali Yuga, and when the soul has reached the stage where there's no trace of the power of concentration, the mind has been scattered for so many years in all sorts of directions, like an orphan child that had no one to guide him where to go and what to do. So in such a condition, in such a stage, the soul now has to go to the other extreme where he is the master of such a mind that constantly tells lies. Because the mind has been under the slavery of Ravan. Ravan has been the master for 2,500 years. And in order to make the true self, the angel, the master of the mind again, what is necessary is training. The formula for success is simple. Practice and concentration, and more practice and more concentration. Most people believe that concentration is a tiring activity, a strenuous activity that involves tension, which are difficult and unpleasant. And this belief, which usually starts at an early age, is not true. And of course, although most people would admit that good concentration is a great asset, yet most of them do nothing to strengthen it because they don't know how and because they lack the motivation to do so. So in such a time where we have the maximum possible distractions at the end of Iron Age, with such a scattered mind under the influence of Ravan, Baba comes and asks us to go from one extreme to the other. But because he is the Almighty and he is the one who knows the game better than anyone else, this extreme task of mastering the mind is possible. And not only possible, but it can be fun. And this is why Baba always speaks about easy Raja Yoga. He is the knowledgeful one that knows the game very well. He knows Ravan very well. And he's the only one who can help the soul conquer the vices, because it is in fact these vices that are making the mind to wander. So, Baba, comes and gives us the greatest gift of knowledge in a very clear, simple way. He explains to us the game between the angel and the demon, between truth and falsehood. And we need this total clarity, total understanding, in order to be able to conquer the vices that are the ones that have used the mind for a long, long time. So, the knowledge that Baba gives us is the knowledge about what is real and what is fiction. And because for such a long time these two worlds were gradually mixed, and at the end of Kali Yuga, totally mixed, that's why the soul projected all life and all qualities that have always and will always be only within the soul. But in delusion, they have been projected in the lifeless drama. And this is why the soul has gradually given all attention to the drama, because in this ignorance, delusion, this is where he thought he will find himself, because the qualities that we have been looking for within the drama, they will always be within the soul. So, in fact, the only interest that we all have, but we don't know, is to experience our highest self. And all efforts and the different ways and means we have tried throughout the cycle, throughout half the cycle, is in order to experience the self. And since there has been this mixture, the interest naturally has been drawn towards the lifeless stage. And unless there is this clarity that the drama is lifeless and cannot give feelings, because the drama itself is lifeless, it can only trigger feelings that are already within the soul. Unless we have this clarity, then the interest and the attention and the concentration will always be towards the drama, with the false belief that the drama has something to offer. And not only Baba gives us clarity, understanding, but he also touches our heart. He touches the heart of the angel. Ravan has also got his own heart, and for so many years we have been experiencing Ravan's feelings. And since the nature of the self is to feel, all our attention, all our concentration has been towards Ravan's feelings. But Baba comes and gives us these glimpses of the true self and of himself. This is what Baba calls the days of your childhood. And it is this avyakt, pure, highest feelings of the true self and of the connection with Baba that become the motivation to start the journey. But these experiences can also help us throughout our journey. Concentration will always be drawn where there is interest, where there are achievements, where there is love, and can anything else ever be more interesting than the true self and the connection with Baba? Can anything else ever be more attractive than Baba? So Baba has given us understanding, but also the experience of our aim. But the habit is to forget. And that's why we have all these reminders through the mudli, through the journeys, through the classes. But this is not enough. The soul again and again has to remind the self and in fact reinforce this attitude or this very firm position. In terms of whose side am I with? So it is as if the soul is in front of these two choices, two sides. One choice we have is to side Ravan, to use Ravan, to give our attention, our energy to Ravan and feed him, make him stronger. And the other option is to give our attention to the innocent, noble angel, to the original self, and Baba. And every time we resist the pull of the temptations that Ravan very creatively offers to us all the time, every time we gently look at the side of the real world, the world of the soul and the supreme soul, the easier it becomes the next time to give our attention and to hold our attention for a longer period of time to the real world. It is only a matter of repeatedly seeing things clearly, seeing the game clearly. And what helps this clarity is, as Baba has said, to use the contrast. And Baba constantly uses contrasts so that our intellect can become clearer. So if we see the contrast between the drama and the real world, the role and the actor, then this strengthens the willpower. We can decide more easily to look, to see, to hold our attention towards the real world, the eternal world with the highest achievements that are live, vivid. To see the contrast, we need to use the third eye that Baba has given. His eye sees the full picture and the details. It can see the drama as a story that has nothing to offer. And it can see that the ultimate treasures are in the real, invisible world. And this gives the power to the soul to hold the attention and to experience these ultimate treasures. And the more we practice, the easier it becomes next time. So let us experiment now for just a few minutes, keeping the highest aim. Because when we set the highest aim, then we can see how far we are from this aim or not. And the aim pulls the qualifications. So now we aim in a second to see the soul. This point of light, we focus gently our attention on this eternal star that is naturally embodiment of all divine qualities in a natural silence. We see this star being the master of the mind, not with force. But the mind is naturally quiet, always at the service of his master. His master is an angel. And we also see how within this natural, rich, abject silence, the angel can feel the presence of Baba without needing to create any thought about Baba. But the awake, silent soul, angel, feels Baba as he is. All that remains for us to reach our destination, the highest destination ever, of the angel being conscious, of the angel seeing the drama as drama, and seeing, experiencing Baba in a natural way. All that remains is to just remember the choices we have and repeatedly giving the precious attention and hold the attention on the real world beyond the drama. The spiritual dimension of silence, the eternal home of Baba and his beloved angel, his companion. Just by remembering to see this world and experimenting with holding our attention to this magical, extraordinary world, will reach the destination of constantly being on the right side, living in the world of Baba, with Baba, and from here visiting the stage, the drama, and allowing this two perfect companions to use the role with the only aim to awaken the sleeping angels. Om Shanti.